In the headlines, Barbados is the relief hub for territories hit by Hurricane Beryl as CARICOM appeals for international aid. Jamaica hunkering down as the country becomes the latest to be lashed by Beryl, and the Barbados business sector reporting minimal overall damage from the hurricane. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. In the evening edition, Barbados is the relief hub as the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, SEDIMA, has activated its response efforts to assist Caribbean nations affected by Hurricane Beryl. Speaking during a news briefing at SEDIMA's headquarters in Barbados this morning, Executive Director Elizabeth Riley said the organization has commenced its regional support response. Ms. Riley says they have collaborated with the World Food Program to distribute thousands of food items to St. Vincent and Grenada.
And this group, co-chaired by SEDIMA and the World Food Program, are in the process of establishing a relief transshipment hub at Shed 1 of the Barbados port. We expect to commence those operations later today. We will be undertaking the packaging of food items to be distributed to families, and both St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Grenada will benefit from this. With respect to emergency telecommunications, we have deployed a CARICOM emergency telecommunications team to St. Vincent and the Grenadines with telecommunications supplies, and a similar deployment will be made to Grenada. A rapid needs assessment team was deployed to St. Vincent and the Grenadines yesterday.
Executive Director of SEDIMA, Elizabeth Riley. Meantime, CARICOM leaders have agreed to approach the international community for financial relief following the damage caused by Hurricane Beryl. The CARICOM chairman, Guyana's president, Irfan Ali, said following a virtual meeting of the regional leaders that the extent of destruction will definitely require international support, not only immediate financial support in the form of grants and long-term low-interest concessional loans, but also help in terms of restructuring existing loans. President Ali said that the regional leaders have agreed definitively to reach out to all stakeholders to commence discussions on international support. He said regionally, CARICOM countries were responding in various forms, and that Trinidad and Tobago and Guyana were providing ship loads of supplies. Having caused millions of dollars in damage in Barbados and devastating the Grenadines, Hurricane Beryl has been bearing down on Jamaica, where the government implemented a curfew as the storm approached. This morning, ahead of the worst of the storm, Starcom Network News spoke to Jamaica broadcaster Carolyn Brown, who journeyed from Kingston to Clarendon, one of the parishes expected to be the worst affected. She said the images from Barbados and other territories hit by Beryl made Jamaicans very apprehensive.
Of course, normally they don't react to advisories, but based on images that we've been seeing coming from your country and other countries where Beryl passed through, they're not taking any check. You know, as we'd say in Jamaican parlance, we're not taking no check. I can tell you, looking up, the clouds are telling us a story. Something is about to happen. We're now at one of the fishing villages where I can tell the fishermen, they've all brought in their boats and they're waiting to see what's going to happen, because they're all, well, one of the fishermen actually told me that they're literally scared, because based on what they're hearing and whatever the projections are, based on what would have happened to them during Hurricane Ivan and Hurricane Dean also, they know they have felt the brunt of a hurricane, know that this is not looking good for them. They're just small fishermen, and so they're really, really worried. So we basically waiting. We can see the wind speed picking up. It's getting a bit windy.
Jamaican broadcaster Carolyn Brown. We also spoke directly to one of the Jamaican fishermen, Romaine Hamilton, who told us they were taking no chances and were hauling their vessels out of the water. He described the mood there in one word: scared.
Well, we're getting ourselves together by we join up our boats out the water, we button down our hoses, we nailing up what to nail, and all those things. We're preparing, but we still have a little scaredness in us because we see the tide rising a little extra from the usually rising. We're scared and we don't feel prepared safe enough. We don't, and we just have one shelter. Portland Cottage. So we know Portland Cottage is a big community and we have a lot of people here, so we don't know what's up. We don't see nobody as yet.
Well,
we're scared. We are trying to get ready, but we're scared.
Jamaica fisherman Romaine Hamilton. Meantime, power outages are reported across sections of Jamaica as Hurricane Beryl lashes that island. Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Mary, Manchester, Clarendon, and St. Catherine are the parishes most affected. Director of Corporate Communications at the Jamaica Public Service Company, Winsome Callum, says a damage assessment will be done prior to restoring power to affected areas.
We have to go out right after we get the all clear from ODPEM. We go out and we start looking to see how badly the system is affected. Once we do the damage assessment, which could take a few hours or days, but we start restoring as soon as we can after the damage assessment. The first action that we take once we complete the damage assessment is to ensure that we start restoring supply, redoing the repairs and restore supplies to essential services. That means the hospitals, the telecom systems, the police stations and the water supply. So we have to deal with those first.
Director of Corporate Communications at the Jamaica Public Service Company, Winsome Callum. In Barbados, while Hurricane Beryl damaged or destroyed scores of vessels at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex, landside businesses escaped relatively unscathed. Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed, notes Bridgetown businesses reopened hours after the all-clear was given on Monday.
There has been very, very, very little reported of any damage to any of the properties. Fortunately, we have not heard about any looting, which was obviously a major concern. And more importantly, within a few hours of getting the oil clear, most businesses were at the point where they were in a position to reopen, which they did yesterday. So again, we're extremely thankful. We know that this could have been a lot, lot worse, as we've seen photos and videos coming out of some of the Grenadines and St. Vincent and Grenada in particular.
Mr. Abbott is pleased with the speed of the cleanup after the hurricane passed.
The main arteries seem to have been a major stumbling block to get the public moving again, and within, by and large, by yesterday, most of that was done. Supermarkets, hardware stores opened, which is always important to assist with the cleanup and, of course, to get your stocks back up to a certain level. So again, extremely pleased at how quickly this happened.
Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed. Meantime, President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, tells Starcom Network News that while some beachside bars and restaurants took a hit, among their registered members, the impact of the storm was minimal.
From the members that have given us feedback, they're generally minimal. Some suffered no damage, some very minimal damage, but it doesn't appear that anything from the companies that did report back into us that there was anything major affecting their operations or their premises. So, but certainly for what you can see on the south coast, yes, you can see that they were significantly impacted by the wave action, and even Bridgetown.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, says the sector is willing to work with boat owners to insure their vessels. Over 200 boats were damaged and more than 40 sank during the hurricane.
The insurance is available for vessels, depending on the vessel, depending on the use of the vessel and the construction. Some insurance policies might be $2,000 a year, some might be $4,000 a year. It really is, it's hard to say what the premium would be. You would need the individual details on the vessel itself, but I think though that the sector is more than willing to work with individual boat owners to find something that is affordable. They can pay it monthly, you know, that works out to, you know, $200 a month. I think that's something that we could work on.
Mr. Graham is inviting boat owners to a meeting with the association to discuss insuring their boats.
The insurance sector has always supported the fisher folk, right? I think that it's a case where the boat owners need to come into the insurance companies, or we need to meet somewhere so we can discuss what's available and find a way to make it affordable for them. But not every boat owner has sought insurance, and that's the issue, right? If they all come together and we can find something that is a solution that everybody can afford, I think that's what we would like to see happen.
President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has told reporters U.S. President Joe Biden is clear-eyed and staying in the race, though she admitted the last few days have been challenging amid fallout from his debate performance. Top stories. Barbados is the relief hub for territories hit by Hurricane Beryl as CARICOM appeals for international aid for the affected nations. And Jamaica hunkering down as the country becomes the latest to be lashed by Beryl. A reminder, when it comes to the latest, don't miss it. Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.